We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, it's just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
And I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. One second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in mm-hmm. Pippin's world.
Did you say the fourth wall?
Yes.
What is the fourth wall?
Well, the fourth wall, it's like if a character or an actor were to interact with the audience directly. Uh-huh.
I'm getting an education here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the audience will be interacted with, I guess. My character definitely talks to a lot of people.
Right. Why are you so angry?
Well, because I guess the leading player has this really big plan. He wants Pippin to go through with the grand finale. He wants Pippin to have a short but spectacular career, as he says in mm-hmm. the show. And he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but
the show's been around since 72. it's not a big surprise.
Yeah, but he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to perform this really great extraordinary ending, but mm-hmm. Pippin's decide to be normal and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything. And you know, you'll see the rest of it, of course. But what you're going to hear on those days. So, Kara, take away.
All right. This is Damian Quinn as Pippin singing an excerpt from Extraordinary.
Okay.
The roof on the chicken house. I used to be the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. All right, so I screwed it up. But patching the roof and pitching the hay is not my idea of a perfect day. I'm extraordinary. I gotta do extraordinary things. I'm not the type who's asleep over the size of the compost heap. I'm extraordinary. I gotta do extraordinary things. Oh, I once knew a man who lived each day safe and sane and swell. And on the day he died, I couldn't cry. All I could say was, how could you tell? Looking at life from deep in a rut may give you a view of the sunshine, but it's unnecessary for someone who is very extraordinary like me.
All right. Where'd you get your training from, dude?
I had a little bit of training when I was younger, but I stopped.
Wow. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you stopped.
Thanks.
It was awesome. No,
thank you very much.
No, it's really good. Thank you. What else have we got?
All right, next we're going to have Kenneth Abbas as the leading player sing part of our opening number, Magic to Do.
All right, Kenny.
Join us, leave your fields of flower. Join us, leave your cheeses sour. Join us, come and waste an hour or two. Doodly-doo, journey, journey to a spot exciting, mystic and exotic. Journey through our anecdotic review. We've got magic to do just for you. We've got miracle plays to play. We've got parts to perform, hearts to warm, kings and things to take by storm as we go along our way. Hey.
Wow, nice job.
Thank you very much.
I love the this little blues to the way you're singing that. I like that.
Stephen Schwartz's music is very fun to sing. It's very.
It is. Oh, you're stealing my thunder. I have a question about that later. You were reading ahead, weren't you? What else? Do we have anything else, or we're good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Next is going to be Seton Helwig as Catherine singing a part of I Guess I'll Miss the Man.
All right.
I guess I'll miss the man. Explain it if you can. His face was far from fine, but still I'll miss his face and wonder if he's missing mine. Some days he wouldn't say a pleasant word all day. Some days he'd scowl and curse. But there were other days when he was really even worse.
Thank you. Awesome. Anybody else? Oh, boy.
Got everyone.
All right. I'll just stay out of the way. I'm just running the engineering here. Go ahead.
Next, we have Caitlin Pang as Bertha singing No Time at All.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, your cataracts. A drop of a precious sleep. For when your best days are yesterday, the rest are twice as deep. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if you each choose a bite, you spit out your teeth with the seeds. Before it's too late, stop trying to wait. Your fortune and fate, your secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate. There's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a leap from the squirrels we're given. Time to take time, for spring will turn into fall in just no time.
All right. Awesome. Look, I gotta, who do I give credit to for the fact that you guys are really well trained, really sing in tune, and get the character? Who,
Patricia.
Our chorus
awesome.
Teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, well, give her a pat on the back because you guys are awesome. My goodness. Anybody else?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, next we have Taylor Beckman.
We're doing.
Okay.
We look similar. It's okay.
So next we're doing. We have Warren Dennis as Charlemagne singing War is a Science.
And he's starting after the dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay. War is a science with rules to be applied, which good soldiers appreciate, recall and recapitulate before they go to decimate the other side.
Now, gentlemen, this is the plan for tomorrow's skirmish. The army of the enemy is waiting on the hill, so we've got to get them down here, and this is how we will. Our men in the ravine, that's the area in green, will move into the valley where they plainly can be seen, and the enemy in blue will undoubtedly pursue, for that's what you depend upon an enemy to do.
Blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilation, we can hear a grateful nation's cheers.
Pippin, don't interrupt.
Sorry, Father, it won't happen again.
Davian Gwynn, yep. Snuck in there. You have a big part, don't you? Anything else?
Okay, and last we're going to have Taylor Beckman as Pastrada doing a part of Spread a Little Sunshine.
Okay.
Back in my younger days, if things were going wrong, I might sulk, I might pout. But I learned if I just pitch in and do what's right, things will always work out. And if we
we have applause here, too. All right, I got to take a quick commercial break, guys, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. We got all the excerpts done?
Yep.
All right. Hey, you guys work out very well. All right, hang loose. We'll be right back. going to hear on those days. So, Kara, take away.
All right. This is Damian Quinn as Pippin singing an excerpt from Extraordinary.
Okay.
The roof on the chicken house. I used to be the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. All right, so I screwed it up. But patching the roof and pitching the hay is not my idea of a perfect day. I'm extra.